Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Knoxville Fire Chief Jim Mitchell about donations used to purchase helmet cams and dash cams for the fire department.
There's a family that has given some money to the fire department for these helmet cams. Who is that?
Actually, we've had a few families donate, and this started out by meeting with a civic group. I explained what the helmet cameras were, how they worked, how they functioned, showed a video of an example of what the cameras could do, explained that we could utilize these cameras for training purposes, for doing after action reviews, something that's kind of familiar with the military. We do the same thing with after every fire incident. We do an after action review. We can watch the video to see what we can improve upon. It may even help with some arson investigation. After meeting with that civic group, there was a few people that had attended that session that donated privately. A couple $200 here and $100 there. And then United Methodist Women's Group donated $400. And that bought a couple of the cameras. And most recent was John and Jerry Brown had donated some money. And in memory of Jerry's mother, their donation was enough that we was able to purchase two dash cams, one for our duty officer vehicle and one for the command car, as well as two more helmet cameras. So we're up to seven helmet cameras and two dash cameras. So allowing us to actually have videotape footage of our fire calls from a response avenue, if you will, as well as the chief's perspective, and then footage or video coverage of from a firefighter's perspective. So we'll be able to do a lot of different training things with that, to include officer development training with the camera that's on in the command vehicle, as well as the chief's helmet, and then firefighter training from entry level to maybe some quality improvement type stuff. So it's been an awesome, overwhelming, and like I said, this started by meeting with a small civic group that was interested in donating some money, and from word of mouth after that, this has dominoed into seven helmet cameras later and a couple of dash cams.
And this major donation from the Brown family actually came about because of Virginia Trainer, who has an interesting connection actually to the fire department.
We've provided service to Virginia on a few different occasions, and out of appreciation, her daughter, Jerry Brown, felt that they wanted to donate to the fire department. Certainly isn't necessary to donate, but they felt compelled to, just out of appreciation for the service that we did provide her mother.
Having these helmet cams, I mean, it really, in broad strokes, I mean, it makes firefighters really safer and more effective, as you can review things and kind of improve the way that you're dealing with certain situations, correct?
Well, I think it does for certain. One, it gives us the opportunity to basically critique what we do and how we do it. Obviously, with the video footage, it gives us a time frame, how long it took us to connect to the fire hydrant, how long it took us to flow water from the hydrant into the truck, how long it took us to deploy a hand line from the truck into a structure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So it just gives us those benchmarks that allow us to get better. As well as, I think there's other advantages. Also, too, the new firefighter who is only guessing what it's going to be like to make entry into a working structure fire, we can actually show footage of us, people that new firefighter works with, making entry into a fire, what that looks like, what they can expect. They're not just getting on-the-job experience. That firefighter, our new firefighters, could be much safer had they some knowledge about what it looks like going into a fire. You can tell people what it's like, but to actually know what it is, you have to see it and you have to experience it.
So these kind of donations are just very valuable to the fire department.
It's very valuable. You know, it's the helmet camera is nothing that we have budget money for. So when we receive these donations, it's a plus for us. Our firefighters will definitely benefit from these donations.
Thanks again to Chief Mitchell. This has been today's Let's Talk Knoxville. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at knia.krls.com.